the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day. Mm. That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio, and I'm here for the action,
and nothing but that action,
and I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in Radio Land? How y'all doing in the chat? We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, salute, salute, salute to everybody joining the show. Who we got in the chat? S.E. Jeff. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real in the chat. I see you, Willie. Willie in the chat. Josh, not really a city girl, is in the chat mode. The elephant is in the chat.
Hey, look, I'll say this. I see Kawanda in the chat. Hey, look. Oh, Carl's just joined the chat. Dr. Clarissa. That's what I'm talking about, James. Salute. Checking in. Hey, we got another powerful show for y'all today. And I'm going to tell you this. It's getting cold outside. And we're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For those that are tuning into the show, and you don't live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and you got some warm weather, you blessed right now. You definitely blessed. Because I was at Walmart. And, you know, when it gets so cold, when some people start calling on Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Jesus. You know, have you ever got so cold that when it hits you, oh, Lord, and call it, even folks that ain't been to church, calling on the Lord when it get this cold, when it be cold outside. Oh, my God. Have you ever had to call on the Lord? It got so cold. Let me know in the chat if you had to call on the Lord. It'd be so cold. Oh, my goodness. You know, just, you done caught the spirit. You know, just felt the Holy Ghost. You know what I mean? Got, Lord Jesus, cry for the Lord to help you, to bear the cold. That's all I'm saying. This is why I say, you know, you got to bundle up, because my grandma used to tell me, around this time of the year, this is where you catch the pneumonia. This is where you got to make sure that you bundle up and put that little scarf around your neck. I know y'all women like to get out there and get the cleavage out, but this the time to kind of wrap that up. All of that got to be wrapped up. Understand what I'm saying? It's so cold outside. I mean, I remember walking to school, walking to Lee Street Elementary School from Grandma's house. Grandma used to live on 5th and North Avenue. And Lee Street was on 8th and North Avenue. So I used to have to walk to school. Now they don't let the kids walk to school no more. Even after school a couple blocks, you can't even trust the kids to walk to school nowadays. The kids can't play outside like they used to. But when I was a kid, I had to walk from 5th and North Avenue to Lee Street Elementary School, and I used to wear Pro Wings. You know when they say your mama used to shop at Payless? Yeah, my grandma shopped at Payless. How many of y'all had to get a pair of the XJ900s? They called them the XJ900s. They looked like Jordans, the fake Jordans. But I couldn't even afford the XJ900s. I just got the Pro Wings. So the Pro Wings was one of the cheapest shoes you can get. And so I'm walking from 5th Street to Lee Street School, and the bottom of the shoe froze. Like, the shoe was so cheap that when it got cold, the shoe started to separate. The bottom of the shoe started to separate, and your tongue of your shoe, the tongue of the sock, the sock used to hang out the tip of the shoe like a tongue. That's how bad it was. That's how bad. See, everybody thought I grew up with the silver spoon. But no, we was poor. Like, I'm just saying, people think that life was sweet. But how many of y'all had the shoes where the hole was in the tip? And the sock was hanging out like a dog with his tongue out. That's why I used to go to school when I was at elementary. I'm telling you. But it was so cold. It was so cold back in the day. What they say, that when Kawanda says, that's when we started to call them biscuit shoes. Yeah. But the Pro Wings, a lot of people didn't know how to work the Pro Wings, though. Because when it got cold out, you weren't supposed to walk. You were supposed to slide all the way to school. Like, you slide across the ice all the way to school. I think I slid to school every day in the wintertime. Because if I'd have walked, the bottom of my shoe would have fell off. That's how bad the Pro Wings was. What was worse than Pro Wings? What was worse? I don't know. I ain't gonna say the name on the air, but it was a shoe that they called P Wipers. But it was P-I-S-S. We called them P Wipers. But the bottom of the shoe would turn yellow. You would wear them, and then the shoe would turn yellow at the bottom. They call them P Wipers. And it was some other shoes that we was wearing. But it was a hard time back then in the day. But when it got cold outside, that's when I knew that I had to get closer to God. When the wind hit my face. And I used to think I knew what cold was because I grew up in Wisconsin. Oh, so Charles in the chat said Zips. Zips was pretty bad. And Buster Browns was trash. Them Buster Browns. But I used to think that since I grew up in Wisconsin, that I knew how to handle the cold. So I started going to Iowa. I went out to school in Iowa. And it was a blizzard out there. And so on the weekends, the school was shut down. So the meal program was shut down on the weekends. So I had to walk 3 blocks to go to a locally owned store to get some food. And then there was a McDonald's next to the locally owned store. So I'm thinking I'm finna bundle up. I got this. You know, I put on my coat. You know, I put on my scarf. Only thing that was exposed to the air was my eyelids, because I had to see why my eyelids froze. Like, I'm talking to you, Susan, I wasn't even outside for 2 minutes, and my eyelids froze. So at the end of the day, with that experience, I realized that Iowa was much more colder than Wisconsin in certain days and certain times. So I'm happy I had that experience, but what I'm saying is, it's cold outside now, and I need y'all to bundle up. We got a lot to talk about today. I just want to share that. I don't even know why I shared that Iowa story, but my eyelids froze, and I starved all weekend because it was so cold I couldn't even go to the store. Anyway, well, when we come back, we'll get into the show. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. I want to talk about these data centers because we've been trying to keep up with different places in Wisconsin. Residents are trying to speak out against the data center. It seems like they don't want the data center, or they want more transparency on how data centers affect the environment. Now, I looked up on TV and I seen that some women had went to jail trying to protest or trying to make a statement about these data centers. Now, this was in Port Washington. How many data centers are they trying to set up in the state of Wisconsin? Because this is like the third area where residents are asking all them questions. 3 arrested over a data center in Port Washington. We got some video on this. I think we need to pay attention, because what if they want to bring a data center to the north side? Are they going to sell it to us and say, hey, just be happy we got jobs? I don't know. I haven't heard that. I don't know if it's a plan for it to happen. But all I see is people on TV protesting data centers. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Friends, hey, please. 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 Clear the chambers. Council, clear the chambers.
To the side of that video, you can see officers dragging out a woman. Video here shows officers handcuffing the women. According to Port Washington PD, there were several outbursts towards speakers at the podium and council members. Officers say multiple warnings were given to the crowd. However, when the 43-year-old woman was asked to leave, police say it started a disturbance as she refused to leave and went limp, engaging in what they call, quote, passive resistance. Eventually, police say she started kicking officers and actively resisting. And then they say two other women dropped to the ground to stop the arrest. Cell phone video capturing officers handcuffing the women.
Hey, all right.
Do not touch her.
Hold on.
Don't touch her. Don't touch her. This is
oh, wow.
Of power.
All right. And these white women.
Again, the data center was not.
I mean, something going on with these data centers that is causing great concern. And I think it's the pollution of the environment that they are saying that when these data centers come to your city, they pollute the water. How does it affect the residents when it comes to the electricity, the bill? Electricity bill goes up. They use a lot of energy. And they may push the cost off to the taxpayers. I mean, I'm definitely going to keep an eye on this because I'm seeing families say, hey, look, we may not want this. Or I'm seeing leadership saying, okay, we know what's best for y'all. They done already put the plans in action with these data centers. So anytime I see people protesting, my eyebrow go up. You know, 21 plan to be in the Milwaukee area or the Wisconsin. 21 data centers currently in the Milwaukee area already. I didn't know data centers was already here. Well, we got people on the outskirts that are kind of like, we don't want this. What is the big deal? What is the big deal? Because, well, I'm uploading an article right now from the Milwaukee Journal. And this came out September 19, 2025. We behind on this. It was quiet on our end in Milwaukee. They said, this is an article from September 19, 2025. Is there a data center in your community? Here's the map of data centers in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is the home to 47 data processing centers or data centers, and they're planning for more. This is what they're saying. Particularly in Milwaukee area, which is home to 21. Milwaukee is home to 21 centers currently. So if we got 21 centers here, I mean, I didn't see nobody make no fuss in Milwaukee over no data centers. So why is the Kenosha residents, the Port Washington, and I think it was another area that was telling the common council people, you know, standing there protesting these data centers, but we got 21 going right here in Milwaukee. Did we miss the boat on this? Did we ask the right questions? Karen going crazy at the protest in Port Washington. Why are they so concerned about these data centers? All right. I'm just talking because where are the data centers in Milwaukee? I mean, maybe they came in so quiet. Nobody said anything. Are they up and running? They say it's 21. I'm about to look into this. I don't know. Oh, here we go. Andrew then pulled it up. Thank you for that, Andrew. If you watch this rebroadcast live, look at the data centers right here. It's data centers on Data Holdings Milwaukee. I don't know what they do there, but it's on 3135 West Highland Avenue. That's on the block. That's you know, near the hood. They got one on 34, 324 East Wisconsin Avenue. Vaults, Milwaukee, 3135 West Highland Boulevard. They got Iscorp North, MQN, on Port Washington Road in Mequon. Why are these people hell-bent on stopping or trying to get information on these data centers? And they already got us laced up. Whatever going to happen is already going on. Somebody let me know what's going on with these data centers, 833-212-1017. I guess we got 21 of these. I've never seen one news article out of the city of Milwaukee where people was protesting the common council, but on the outskirts, I've seen this. Hey, we may have to do a deep dive. It's too late now. You might as well go get a job. You might as well go get a job and see if you can get some benefits just in case something bad happened to the environment. You have medical insurance. Get some dental. We got Tom. Tom is chiming in on the lines. How you doing, Tom?
Pretty good. How are you?
Tom, what's going on with these data centers?
Well, you know, these data centers have been here, the 21 or whatever that you mentioned.
Right.
I mean, I've been involved with them since probably the 90s, okay? Mm-hmm. The thing is, though, to be qualified as a data center, it doesn't have to be very big, okay? So some of these are just, you know, closets in a building, you know, that don't have a whole bunch of customers on it, right? The big difference here is that the AI data centers here are exponentially bigger than any of these that exist already today. Mm.
So these are not AI data centers.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, it's a completely different animal, right, as far as requirements for power and cooling and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So the data centers we have in Milwaukee is not the data centers that they're protesting.
Right. Yeah. You were talking about Data Holdings, right? I mean, that's the Potawatomi owns that.
Okay.
And I know the people that run it. And, you know, it's a pretty big building and it's very good as far as uptime and the infrastructure they have in place, but it's nothing on the scale of one of these AI data centers.
Okay. I'm looking up at the news. I'm wondering why people are protesting. Thank you for the information, Tom. The town is on the lines. How you doing, town?
What up, Tor?
Hey, town. I guess we got safe data centers, I guess.
Heck no. Bro, and I was in Memphis a while back. Man, they doing the same thing in Memphis. Elon Musk trying to put his data center in the middle of the hood in an old Western House building right on the Mississippi River. Bro, we got to wake up because they want the water.
Right.
They want the water.
And we got plenty of it.
Listen, we are, where we stay at is one of the most fresh water concentrations in the world, Craig. The world. Mm. They want that. And you know what I'm saying? And with all these other problems that we be having, like you said, you know what I'm saying? They just scoot under there. And another thing, where the money coming from this at? Y'all building, y'all setting up shop, but where the dust at? Because we got schools, we got police, we got mess up hack 'em, whatever, that need this money. I mean, stuff that you do to you know, help out with the violence and the kids or whatever like that. Where the money at? Is the Potawatomi people like the last two? Is they paying an extra fee? This stuff we need to follow, man.
That's what
I
would hope that we can get the right information on these data centers, because when I see other places acting a certain way, I just want to ask the questions. Maybe I missed something. When I see Karen's laying on the ground ready to get arrested over an idea, I just want to know what it is. We got Brian on the lines. What's going on, Brian?
Yeah, man, these data centers, it was never something that we
needed as something that we actually humans really need. We don't need data centers. We were doing just fine as we are without them. So why is there a big push to load them all up in the communities? There's no reason for it other than what we saw. I hope everybody has seen The Matrix, the first movie that Sophia Stewart wrote.
Right.
When they pulled Neo out that water and unplugged him, they're probably trying to do the same thing. They're trying to, your previous caller just mentioned about the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we the cock of the walk because we got so much water. And if you ever saw what our sewer system looks like underground, it's loaded with water. So we're the prime target, everywhere because we got the most water. But I can guarantee you none of this, these data centers are not for our benevolence. They're for our malevolence and our demise.
Mm.
And scary as it might sound, I suggest everybody watch that movie Matrix.
I didn't watch it. That was one of my favorite movies. Let's get Eastside Corey before we run the break. Eastside, tap in.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
How you doing, Eastside?
Man, that lake of ours is our gold, man. Our land that we have is our gold. I'm going through the old hood driving, you know, because now you can really see with the snow, all these huge patches of what used to be black folks' land is now this big open spaces. Let me turn around and just come back there next week. It'll be a big old building there with no name on it. Okay? See, white folks don't tolerate that, man. That's what they protest. We didn't get the memo, though.
Mm. Which is so I didn't hear the memo. I didn't get the memo.
We got the keys and the locks, okay? But they didn't give us the combination, dumb.
Oh, wow.
A-S-S-E-D. So don't get mad at everybody else because you all didn't do the right thing. See, they want to pretend to be inclusive, but they won't tell us the combination to the safe. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
As long as them first, okay? It's always them first. So, you know, that's what that is. It's just plain and simple, okay? Now, but we can step back for a minute and observe because there's a certain population of white folks that think that they're better always just because they're white. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. There's clearly going to be a separation now. Y'all going to be treated just like us.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Over the data centers. Wow. You know, I was totally unaware that this was going on. But look, when we come back, maybe we'll open up the lines at 2 p.m. When we come back, we'll have the Pop Culture Report. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One-on-one-seven, the true Tory Lowe show. Pop Culture Report, we got Alex Stroth, ESPN 94.5 host, producer, utility, everything.
What's up, dude?
Look, I'm going to tell you this, Alex.
Yeah, tell me.
I love it when you're on the show.
Well, thanks. I love being here. Thanks for the invite.
Because I get the in-depth. I get to get the in-depth ideas that's going on with Giannis.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Packers, Bears.
Oh, we can talk about that.
But before we get to that, yeah. I want to ask you a question.
Sure, ask.
Are you a cuddler?
Big time, yeah, yeah. I actually, I'm very open about this because I think
and it's cold outside.
Well, yes, number one. You need it for the warmth. But number one, I think us as men, Tory, we need to be more open about ourselves. I think it's important for us to be aware,
to get in
right?
touch with your inner self.
I often say I think self-awareness is the most important human quality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very self-aware. Despite being 6'3", I love being the little spoon. My girlfriend is 5'1". She spoons me. I'm the little spoon.
She cuddles on you.
Hell yeah, she does.
And you're the little spoon. You just Bingo. Ball up in the fetal position.
You got it. And it's the best. I love it dearly. I love it dearly. And luckily I found a woman who's happy to be, despite being 1'2" shorter than me, my big spoon.
I guess they say when you land down, it doesn't really matter.
What do you mean?
Because everybody's the same size.
But
from,
not everybody's
from the waist. From the waist up.
That's not true, Tori.
Oh, I don't know.
If we measured our waist next to each other, my head would still be above yours. I am significantly taller than you. Though. I do have a big head in more ways than one. But yes.
But they said that there's health benefits to cuddling. This is what it says. It says cuddling and or being loved can literally change your gene expression. Change the gene expression.
Oh.
Activating repair genes and turning off genes linked to chronic disease.
No wonder.
So she's healing you.
Yeah, no wonder my skin is so smooth. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
That's powerful.
Powerful, super powerful. So actually, what you're saying is we all need to cuddle more. And you know what? It makes sense about you because I saw you the other day in public, but I didn't say hello because it looked like you were in a very in-depth conversation.
Uh-huh.
And right. I noticed every time you say hello or goodbye to somebody, you give them a hug.
Yeah.
You're a hugger.
They hug me,
which
yeah.
I love about
but
you.
This is what I do all through the community, all the time, because I found out. This is what I found out. When you hug people and you show that you care,
yeah.
They respond well.
I think that's true for the
when
most
part. When
people
think that you care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I totally agree with that. But I think there's people that don't like hugs, and maybe those are people that just need more cuddles. Because clearly
right.
It makes you happier.
Well,
according to your research,
and
which I'm sure
healthy.
Is
yeah.
So I'm sure that research is no bologna sausage at all. Right?
it,
who did this
be.
Research? Is it attributed
I mean,
to somebody?
I mean, like I said, it was just somebody bringing up points. They bring up I joined this site that tells you weird statistics.
Okay. Are you sure it's not somebody
health.
In their mom's basement making it up?
You know what? It could be. But I do see people more happier after they cuddle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so
here's the thing.
It's got to send good vibrations.
Here's the thing.
It's got to be some kind of benefit.
Just me and you for a second. You've got friends, right?
Right.
And you see your friends on a daily basis.
Yep.
Okay. One day, one of your buddies, who's typically mellow, cool, calm, collected, walks in, ball energy, right? Very happy, very upbeat. Your first thought is what? They made whoopee last night, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
They're excited. They're glowing.
There's a new
they
glow
got the
to
glow,
them.
Yeah.
Yes. They made whoopee last night. That's,
oh, wow.
That's got to be the immediate thought.
You think that they made whoopee or somebody gave them the phone number? Some people just happy to get a phone number and talk.
That could be
yeah,
true,
you
too.
Know, I've seen some people more happier holding hands than actually, you know, going all the way. Because they just...
That's baloney.
Well... I'm just saying. I mean, they felt the emotion.
You've met
there's some people that have.
You owe a responsibility to your audience here on the Tori Lowe Show.
Go
on
right
the phone.
In.
You owe you owe them the truth.
I just told the truth.
You have never met anybody that's more happy holding hands than going all the way. You've never met anybody
that
thought.
What I'm saying is, I've met people that do go all the way, and it means nothing. So, you know. Unfortunately, you know,
and they're just happy with holding hands
because it meant more because.
Oh, okay.
You know, it
you
means
know what?
More. Holding hands actually means more.
Give me your hand.
Well, right. Hold on. I'm not trying to hold your hand.
I don't think
it works when it's like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it works when it's the opposite.
I thought it would mean more to you.
I think it works more on the opposite side, yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
Well, anyway, what's going on with Giannis?
It's a great question, Tori. Very good question. It's the question we're all wondering. So I got to be honest, I'm a little bit confused. And I feel like I've read as much as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. I've listened to as much as I possibly can. I don't know what the hell's going on. I think he's... Fine. I think he's happy. And obviously the injury aside that he suffered last night, that's mm-hmm. going to keep him out 2 to 4 weeks.
The injury. All right. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. All right. I'm going to say it. It was kind of suspect a little.
I don't think you're the only person with that opinion.
Okay.
But
it's not my opinion.
I will reassure
I'm
you.
I'm just saying that it was all this talk about the agent. Then. Yep. It was a non-physical play.
The timing was suspicious.
The timing.
I won't argue that, with you,
I mean, he could be.
It is
Giannis has always kept it 100.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
It is a real injury.
Giannis has always been 100 as far as a Bucks player. He's very excited about Milwaukee. I don't know where the change in events, maybe losing it to the Wizards, one of the worst teams in the league, may have caused a reaction where – the post started getting taken down.
I don't know how much truth there is to the idea that he would request a trade in season. right? It seems like there was some truth to him pondering the idea of a trade in the offseason to the Knicks, it sounds like, mm-hmm. From multiple reports. But I'm not certain he would request a trade in season. Like I've said this a few times the last 2 days, Torrey. We know two things to be 100% true about Giannis Antetokounmpo. Number one, he's loyal as hell.
Right.
Right? He's about as loyal.
Yes.
He's somebody you want on your team.
And he delivered for us.
Yes.
He has delivered.
So he's loyal. He loves the city of Milwaukee. But he loves one thing more than Milwaukee, Torrey, and that's winning. That's the second thing we know about mm-hmm. Giannis. He is obsessive about winning. And can Milwaukee, at this juncture, the way they're set up right now, win him a championship this season? I think the answer is no, despite a nice win mostly
but
without him last
night.
But we kind of
knew that. We kind of was reaching this year.
That's
we
true.
Knew this year was going to be a reach.
That's true. So we'll see. But I would imagine Giannis will be a buck throughout the remainder of the season. At least that's where I land as of today.
Why did he delete all the posts?
So that's the weird part.
Okay.
Because so we were just talking about relationships. Let's go back to relationships. Torrey, you know we've all got Instagram crushes, right? You've got an Instagram crush. Everybody listening right now has an Instagram crush. Zimmel back there.
Okay.
Andrew, he's got an Instagram crush.
Somebody he's stalking online.
Right. Sometimes you're looking at the profile just to check in. And all of a sudden you see, poof, the boyfriend's gone. Can't find the boyfriend on the page.
Because they broke up.
Because they broke up. Now, I'm not saying that's what this is, but for athletes in the 21st century,
we kinda got,
when you're deleting
it's kind
posts,
of a red flag.
When you're taking the bucks out of your description on your Instagram profile, that typically means you're unhappy or you're in an unhappy relationship. Mm-hmm. Is that the case of the honest? I don't know. I'm not going to try to diagnose him. But it's not a good sign, I'll tell you that.
You owe the truth. You owe the people the truth about this.
Are you quoting me now?
No. We're going to run the break. When we come back, we'll have more discussion. We got Alex Strof in studio. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven, the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got Alex Strof joining us. Why do you got him titled as Senior Ham Correspondent?
Oh, did you miss this last week?
What did I miss this last
week? So I jumped on Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace what day was that? Wednesday, I think, right before Thanksgiving. And I had the esteemed honor of cooking for my family for the first time ever this year.
For Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving. And I made a ham. And everybody was blown away by the idea that I put a little bit of orange juice in my glaze for the ham I made.
Okay.
And Kyle thought it was the end of the world. Like, he thought the world was ending, that there was – I literally put, like, 3 tablespoons of orange juice in this ham glaze.
Sweeten it up.
And him and Rhea were just making fun of me. And,
oh, wow.
Truth Nation was not nice to me. But, yeah, Senior Ham Correspondent, because I made a kick-ass ham, I'll tell you what. It was very good. So I thought I did good, personally.
But how? Let's get the Packers in while we got the time.
Yeah.
Look, let me tell you something. This is one of the oldest rivalries in sports.
The oldest, yeah.
But it's also a battle for first place.
It is.
It's actually the game that the Detroit Lions game was supposed to be. Now it's the Bears have taken over as the team to beat or the team to challenge
first place
in the North.
Yeah, they're 9-3, Packers 8-3-1, so the Packers about a half game back of the Bears as it stands. The winner on Sunday at Lambeau Field will walk out of Lambeau in first place, sole possession in the division.
So it's more at stake.
Yeah, it's the first time since 2013 these two teams match up, they are both playing for something. First time in 12 years, Torrey. Where were you 12 years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
2013, where were you? I was in 7th grade.
2013, I was probably at some protest.
That's still the case of 2025, isn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't stop.
I was in 7th grade.
Oh, wow.
That gives you a context of how long it's been since in the month of December that these two teams played a meaningful football game against one another.
Well, the thing is, I didn't think the Bears
I take it back. I was in 8th grade, but regardless.
Oh, wow.
No. Freshman in high school. I don't know. I was young is ultimately the point I'm trying to make.
But what I'm saying is people are getting excited.
Because of freshman.
The Bears got the last game of the year last year. That was their Super Bowl last year, you know. And it seems like that energy carried into the season. Why are the Bears good this year? Is it the running game?
That helps, obviously. Yeah, it's the head coach, I think, is the big part. And then they invested in their offensive line. But The head coach, I mean, they hired...
From Detroit.
From Detroit. They had their offensive coordinator. He's come in and he's completely changed the culture. He's got that offense playing like a real offense, which is something Chicago is not used to, which leads to, you know, all of the Bears fans on social media acting like they've already won the Super Bowl.
Right.
But
here
we
go.
That's how that goes.
Hey, look, this is a surprise season.
For sure.
They just happy that they got some wins. They just happy that they're in the I think that they're saying that they're in the top of the NFC.
Yeah, they're number one in the NFC right. As it stands right now. Obviously, there's five games left
they
to play.
They might as well enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to last super long because I think the Packers win on Sunday.
Okay, so when you talk about the Packers' run defense, we talk about Micah Parsons, his amazing ability to add pressure.
Unbelievable, yeah.
But are the Packers good against the run? Is Micah Parsons a run stopper as well? Now,
I
know against the Eagles, he did well, you know. But
they did well last week against Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so is that an illusion that he's just a pass rusher? Is he a well-rounded defensive player?
I mean, he's a really, really good defensive player, but his pass rushing ability is much more
right.
Why you add a guy like
yes.
that, right?
He's game changer.
He's a good defensive lineman. I mean, when you talk about a run defense, you worry more about the middle pieces, right? Mm-hmm. So the nose tackles, the defensive tackles, and the linebackers, right? Who's going to stop the run there? And the Packers, they're not perfect by any means, but what team is? And obviously Sunday will be a really good test for them as the Bears are one of the best teams in the league at rushing the football. But it's as simple as this in football, Tori. You get an early lead, which if the Packers do this, they're going to force Caleb Williams and his painted fingernails to throw the football.
Jordan Love, Offensive Player of the Week.
Indeed, again, second time this year, yeah.
Is Jordan Love entering the MVP conversation?
Yes, yes.
A lot of people are saying that Jordan Love is now starting to come in his own. These last couple games have showcased his upside.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the Packers with the offense right now? Injuries, people are coming back from injuries.
Yeah, people are coming back. Jaden Reed, your guy, will be back.
Yes.
Christian Watson's obviously been back for a few weeks. Another one of your guys. I know you love Christian Watson.
Yes.
So, yeah, from a wide receiver standpoint, they're going to be about as healthy as they could be. Jordan Love was dealing with a shoulder injury. He's played through it, but he seems to be getting healthier now. A long break until Sunday after playing on Thanksgiving. I think they're in really good shape. And to your point on Jordan Love entering the MVP conversation, I still think he's a long shot to win it. But according to our friends over at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, he's in fourth place right now. Right? He's right in the mix behind
right in the thick of things.
Behind Drake May, the quarterback in New England, Matthew Stafford, the quarterback in Los Angeles with the Rams.
The Chicago and game Dak could Prescott. Definitely boost.
For sure. I mean, if he continues to play the way he has the last couple of weeks, yeah. I mean, he threw four touchdowns and no interceptions and wasn't sacked on Thanksgiving. If he does that every week the rest of the year, he's going to win in a runaway.
Also, I wanted to, before you get out of here.
Yeah. Uh-oh, what'd I do?
Aaron Rodgers.
What about him?
Aaron Rodgers is over at Pittsburgh. It looked like they had a spark. Once again, is this his last season? I want to see Aaron Rodgers go into another NFL season.
He's speaking well
of Jordan Love.
Yeah, yeah, they're still friends.
Yeah, they're still friends. So when Aaron Rodgers retired, does he come back to Green Bay in any capacity?
I don't think so. I think he's probably in a media capacity, right?
Tom Brady.
Like Tom Brady.
Get that fat check, yeah.
I mean, somebody's going to open the wallet for him. Have you heard him speak before? He's a fascinating dude.
Oh, he's very entertaining.
Yeah, he sure is. Entertaining might be strong, but he's certainly fascinating. So I would imagine he goes the media route, or otherwise he'll go to Peru and do ayahuasca, which he does in the offseason. So,
start holding classes.
Exactly. He could be an ayahuasca teacher. Is that what they do? They have teachers for that?
I mean,
guides?
I mean, I might join him.
Would you do ayahuasca?
Yeah, I mean, for one time. I'll do
you
anything
You know it makes
once.
You puke and poop ridiculously,
really?
Right? Yeah, yeah, you have diarrhea and you puke everything
But then
out.
You get to lose a lot of weight, though.
Yeah, you do, and it's like
cleanse your system out.
It's a cleanse.
Cleanse the parasites. Get rid of all the parasites.
Exactly.
I do it once.
Okay. Well, we should.
I walk from Milwaukee to Washington, D.C., so I would do it once.
Yeah. You would do everything once, wouldn't
you? Yeah.
We should have your people contact
everything.
Aaron Rodgers' people, and we'll get you to Peru.
You got the hookup.
To Peru?
To Aaron Rodgers' people.
I can work on that. Yeah,
yeah, that's work it out.
All right, yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you for coming through,
appreciate
Alex.
You. Thanks.
As always, I appreciate everything you do here at GKB. Powerful.
Very kind of you. Right back at you. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, look, let me tell y'all something, Truth Nation. I got a bet going. I got a bet going with a Chicago Bears fan, Black Conscious. And it's a two game. The Packers got to win two games. Chicago has to win two games for him to win. The Packers have to win two games for me to win. But what the I think the bet is that if the Chicago Bears beat the Packers twice this year, you got to go twice. I got to come in here with a Bears jersey. I gotta violate everything that I stand for and come in here with a Bears jersey on and say, go Bears. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This made my stomach turn a little bit, just a little bit. But if I win, if the Packers beat the Bears twice, he got to paint his fingernails and put on a wig live on the Tory Lowe Show. So, Black Conscious, here we go. This is the first round of Chicago versus the Packers. We got the first round coming up this Sunday. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to open up the lines. Truth Nation, stay locked in.